Hi, my name is Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Sengkang and Punggol are two prominent residence towns in Northeast Singapore. Both developed as part of the government long-term urban planning strategy as far back in 1996. While they share similar characteristics, being relatively new towns with strong family-oriented community, one major difference lies in their political governance. Sengkang GRC is governed by the opposition, Workers' Party or WP, while Punggol GRC remain under the People Action Party or PAP. This raises an important question. Does political affiliation impact property performance in these towns? This video will compare both HDB and private property prices in these two towns and analyze whether if Sengkang really lag behind due to being an opposition ward. This is going to be very exciting. Let's go into better mode. In recent years, both Sengkang and Punggol have experienced rising HDB resale prices due to strong housing demand, particularly from young families and upgraders. For those that are familiar with these two towns, let me go into Sengkang GRC. This GRC is bounded by TPE to the north, before Sungai Punggol by the west, and right before Buangkok Drive to the south. Don't say I'm not familiar with this area hall. Most recently, I sold a 3-bedder condo in Sengkang Grand Residence and a 4-room flat in 178C Riverville Crescent, both of which are part of Sengkang GRC. I'll try to use HDB data for my comparison. Unfortunately, HDB data are only limited to 12 months worth of data. This means it will not be accurate for me to use them. Remember, I will need to compare them from the last GE held on the 10th of July 2020 to present day today. Nevertheless, I use HPROP historical data from Q3 2020 to Q1 2025. I've selected all HDB resale flats in this instance. From the chart, we can see that the line in orange represents the average prices of flat in Sengkang. Prices has appreciated by 51% to date. As for the line in blue, it represents the average price of flat in Punggol. They have appreciated by 43% to date. If I compare them against their transaction volume, they both seem to have healthy amount of transactions. Hence, what does this mean? Can we say Sengkang HDB flats perform better than those found in Punggol? Hold on, I think there is more than that. Since more MOP HDB flats are progressively sold during the specific time, this may contribute to a rise in prices. For today's video, we are not going to deep dive into their respective performance. But rather, we are more interested if an opposition ward GRC will perform poorer as compared to one that is held by PAP. Anyway, for those that stay in Sengkang West, or commonly also known as Fernvale, this area is part of Punggol GRC in the last general election. So please, read my data with a pinch of salt, because I get very confused when I see that Fernvale is part of Ang Mo Kio Division. I mean, Ang Mo Kio is very far from Sengkang leh. How can that be? On closer investigation, I realized that the residents in Fernvale are now part of a newly created SMC known as Jalan Kayu SMC. Why so confusing? That is why my data also salah. So much about the confusion. Let's head over to the private property market. Beyond HDB flats, private property prices serve as an important benchmark for an area attractiveness to investors and home buyers seeking higher-end housing options. Both Sengkang and Punggol have seen an increase in private condominium development over the past decades, with a mix of executive condominiums and full-fledged private condos. Let us look into their price trend. The line in orange represents condo prices in Sengkang. It has appreciated by 42% since Q3 2020. Whereas the line in blue represents prices for Punggol condos for the same duration. They have risen by 51%. Interesting figures. As I look closer into their individual transactions, I don't seem to find any distinctive reason why Punggol condos seems to be doing better. Is it because Punggol has a new community place known as One Punggol, where you can find a community club, library, and even a hawker center? Do you know, I enjoy coming to such hawker center, including the one in Fernvale. For the Gen Y and Gen Z, don't assume such hawker center are given in today's new housing estate. Do you know, the government has stopped building them for the longest time ever, even after public feedbacks on the rising cost of living that affect Singaporeans. The rebuilding of hawker centre was coincidentally after the watershed general election held on 2011. That was after Ajudi GRC was won by Workers' Party. That was also the beginning of a shift in housing policy to build more 3-room flats for lower income families, to studio flats for our seniors, and allowing singles to buy HDB resale flats. On this note, I would like to thank those residents staying in Ajudi GRC and those present in Serangoon Stadium back in 2011. Their voices have made a significant difference to government policies today. So much about the difference in both HDB and private property prices in the two GRC. Other factors that influence the price movement include government-led infrastructure projects such as the Punggol Digital District, a key driver of demand, promising job creation and educational opportunities. There is also the upcoming Punggol Coast MRT station and expansion of the Cross Island Line that will strengthen accessibility in the northeast. In contrast, while Sengkang has seen transport and estate enhancement, the scale of development appeared slower. On the other hand, Punggol is a newer estate with well-planned urban design, which may contribute to its higher property prices. Sengkang, being slightly older, has a mix of older and newer flats, leading to a more price variation. While there is no official policy that limits funding for opposition ward, history has shown that PAP-led constituency tend to receive priority in estate upgrades and community development projects. The Community Improvement Projects Committee funds, for instance, are dispersed by government agencies, and whether opposition ward receive the same funding. On this part, I seriously don't know. Maybe leader of the opposition, Pritam Singh, can seek further a question on this. A comparative analysis of HDB and private property price in both GRC indicate that Sengkang HDB flats has performed better than its peers in Punggol. On the contrary, Punggol private properties hold a slight advantage in this aspect. However, we have also had to factor in that Fernvale data is part of the broader Sengkang town, but belongs to Punggol GRC instead. Seriously, I'm very confused, like fellow Singaporean. It's the same as my constituency. For the longest time ever, I stay in a SMC. In the coming GE, my ward is part of a GRC. Simi Taiji, why like that? This brings me back to a recent book I read, Strictly Business by Kwek Leng Beng. He is the executive chairman of Hong Leong Group and City Development Limited. In his book, I quote a very meaningful verse. One of the most important values my father stressed was to be fair and above board in your conduct. There is no winner-take-all mentality or attitude. As a fellow Singaporean, I'm brought up through the Singapore education system that if you're good, you rise up the rank. This is the same in our national pledge. Regardless of race, language or religion, to build a democratic society based on justice and equality. Here, let's have a fair game. It really saddens me that we have to resort to such pattern to win the game. If you're good, let's have a one-to-one fight. Simple as that. Let the best men win. Let the best men and women serve Singapore and Singaporeans. Majulah, Singapura.